The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Nun Beis. Omer of Yehuda. Meis she'en lo menachmim. A mace, a person who is nifter, who does not have anybody to sit shiva for him, he does not have any of those relatives who generally sit shiva for a mace. 10 people go, and they sit in his place. Rashi explains, v'mekaymai is b'mokim she'meis sham, the place that the person was nifter. The Gemara goes on to tell a story. Hahud is shochiv v'shevusei der v'yehuda. There was a person who was nifter in Rabbi Yehuda's neighborhood. Loi hoye loi menachmim, and this person did not have any relatives to sit shiva for him. Kol yoyme every day have a daba Rabbi Yehuda be'asara. Rabbi Yehuda brought 10 people. The yasvei biduchte, and they sat in his place. La'achar shiva yomim, after 7 days, after the shiva was over, is chazile bechelmei Rabbi Yehuda. This person who was nifter came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. Va'omale, and he said to him, he gave him a bracha. Tanuach daitcha shehinachta es daiti. In the Gemara's Mavur Klar, that the neshama has a nechama from the fact that there is some sort of tanchumin in the mokim where this person is mace, and therefore, when a person is nifter and Rachman al-Tzlan, he does not have any relatives to shiva for him, so then we accomplish this nachas ruach for the mace by bringing asara anoshim the yeshim bim kaimai. So machlokes rishayim exactly what is done. The Rambam learns that these 10 people sit in the mokim of the mace, the hainu, they sit in the mokim of the avelim, and they are mekabel tanchumin, b'shem the avelim, so to say, from the other people. They sit in the mokim ho avelim. And the Ravid and other Rishayim learn that they sit in the Mokim HaMenachmen. The Mechaber brings us in Siv Gimel, Simin Shinayin Vav, Meis She'en Lai Aveilim L'Hisnachim. If a mace does not have people to be Mekabel Tanchumen for him, he did not leave over any relatives to sit Shiva, Bo Nasor Abri Odom K'sherim, the Yeshrim Mekayim Kol Zayni Me Aveilis, the Shar Ha'om Miskabtsim Aleim. The Loshen is the Loshen of the Rambam, that they sit in the Mokim Ho'avelim, and they are Mekabel Tanchumin from everybody else. The Imloi HaYusham Asara Kavua. If you can't get 10 Kavua Dika people, the same 10 people to come every single day, because that would be more the Tzura, that they're taking over the place of the Oval, where the Oval is the same person every single day. Miskab T'masara Mishara Om V'yeshim Mekayimai. You get other people, different people every day to trade off to do this chesed for the mace. The Shulta Gibayim says in Masechtas Ma'ariv Katan that from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda brought 10 people, the mashmois is that the tefillah, which takes place in the Mokim HaMeis, that is the Iker Tanchumen for the neshama. And he explains, we daven in the mokim of the mace with a minion. That we daven b'tzibur, the shechina comes. The shechina is now shayra in the mokim ha-mace. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda took dafka 10 people in order to daven in that place. That the being mispal b'mkaymai is the Iker Tanchumen for the Neshama. The Ramah Taka says, Loi Re'isi Noegen King, the our minig is not to bring 10 people who, so to say, sit Shiva instead of this person, who, instead of relatives that this person doesn't have, not Kvuim and not a rotation. But he brings down that the minig is Neigin l'spal basar kol zayin b'mokum shenitah sham adam. The minig is that we make a minyan to daven b'tzibur in the place where a person is nifter. V'hainu al adam shloh hiniach kreivim yiduim l'sabel olaf. That's dafka a person who does not have relatives. Aval yeshloi b'shum mokim shem is album olav ein sarach l'zeh ukezeh roi linik. The Ramah says that our minig is not like it says in the Gemara, in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, we do not bring 10 people to the Yoyishev Shiva Ben Kaimai, but rather we gather a minion and we daven b'tzibur in the Mokum Shemes Sham, and that's dafka a mace who does not have Menachem. If a mace has Menachem, even if all the Avelim are Noshim, and therefore there's no reason to go ahead and to make a minion in the Shiva house, but still, that apparently is a sufficient tanchumen for the neshama, and since that's a sufficient tanchumen for the neshama, we don't need the tefillah ba'asara. But where there are no menachmim, our minig is, we gather a minyan, and we'll mispal ba'asara in the makayim where the person is nifter. The Shulta Gibeir brings down that the mashmois of our sugya is that the neshama has a special kesher to the mokum that he's makes. And therefore the Shulta Gibeir says that it's preferable for a person to shiva in the mokum shemes shemes, because that's the mokum where the neshama has more of a kesher. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the te'elis of the nifter is accomplished even if shiva takes place elsewhere. And the raya he brings is that we don't find that if shiva takes place in a different location than the place where the person was actually nifter, we don't bring a minion to the place where the person was actually nifter and make a minion there for the inyan which is muskar and which is mentioned in our Gemara. So we see that even though there's a maila in the mokum shemes shemes, where we bring a minion, the correct place to bring it is to the mokum shemes shemes. However, the nichum of the neshama can take place in the mokum where the avelim, where the menachmim are coming. What comes out from this Gemara is a very fascinating halacha, which is negeya to nichum avelim on the telephone. Rameisha, that's our Negris Meisha, discusses whether a person can be mekayim the inyan of nicham avelim, the mitzvah of nicham avelim on the telephone. And Ramesha says that it's a muchach in our Gemara that besides for the mitzvah of nicham avelim, which is a chesed to the avelim, but our Gemara shows clearly that there's also a nicham to the neshama of the mace. And the nicham to the neshama of the meisur, Moshe says, is dafka by coming to the mokum shemeisham, or the mokum where the avelim are being mekabel tanchumen. And if a person is going to go ahead and call on the telephone, even though what's negeya to being medaber alev the avelim and feeling with them, and all the other inyanim of speaking to the chayim, but Tevas HaChayim can be accomplished on the phone. However, Tevas HaMeis, this inyan of the Nichum to the Neshama, cannot be accomplished on the telephone. And therefore, Ramesha says that one should be Menachem in person whenever possible, and one should not be Menachem through a phone call. Ramesha goes on to say that even what's negeah to the Tevas HaChayim, even what's negeah to the Nichum Avelim, which is instituted for the benefit of the Avelim, that mitzvah is also not niskayim b'shtei musay on the telephone. Ramesha brings a Gemara in Ma'id Katan on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara in Ma'id Katan is talking about when Rabbi Akiva was a Ovel Rachman Otzlan for his children. Ma'isa u'meisu bono shir Rabbi Akiva. Nichnusu kol Yisrael v'espidim hespid gadol. That Rabbi Akiva's children, Rachman al-Tzlan, were nifter, and the whole tzibur came in, the Gans Klal Yisrael came in, and they were maspid, the sons of Rabbi Akiva. B'shas b'tirosam, at the time when the hesped was over, the people were leaving, Amar Rabbi Akiva al Safsal, God, Rabbi Akiva stood up on a big chair, and he said that Menuchim hu, that Rabbi Akiva is Menuchim b'shul kaved she'asisem, because of the tremendous kaved that you did for me. That Gans Klal Yisrael came to a hesped, that is a gevaldige nechama to me, the kaved which you gave me. Zotra Moshe, you see from over here, that the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim is not only accomplished by speaking to the Avel and letting him speak out his mind, but also a chelik of the Nicham Avelim that is Menachem the Avel is because of the kavod which one shows to the Avel by coming to the base Avel. And since coming to the base Avel, taking off one's time and schedule, and going to the base Avel, is obviously a greater kavod to the Avel than just calling him on the phone, so therefore Zakhar Meisha, not only can kavod hames not be properly accomplished on the telephone, but the kavod achayim also cannot be accomplished on the telephone, and therefore the Nicham Avelim, the part of Nicham Avelim, which is L'Tayvas HaChai, L'Tayvas Da'Avelim, that is also incomplete if one only makes a phone call, and therefore Ramesha says that a person should exert every effort possible to go ahead and to Menachem Avel live, to go to the base Avel. However, in a person who's tired or is unwell and is impossible for him to go ahead and come to the Beis Avel, in the Efshlei Lechas the Beis Avelim, Machmas Chayli, I tired the tear to the mitzvah, so such a person can call on the telephone, because obviously calling on the telephone will have one of the three in Yonim, and therefore that would be preferable than not calling at all. Ramesha in another tshuva discusses a similar inyan, and that's the inyan of Bikur Chaylim through the telephone. And there too, Ramesha writes that Bikur Chaylim through the telephone is not the correct way to be Mavakar Chayla if one has the ability to go ahead and to come. The Ramban is Masber that Bikur Chaylim has four chalakim. The first chalak is Asiyas Kol Tzrachav, that we have to make sure that the person has everything that he needs, whether it's the medical advice, the medical attention, the foods that he needs, that even the room should be cleaned properly, that he should be able to rest properly. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva went to be Mevakar Chayla, one of his Talmidim, and he was Kibitz V'Ribetz Befanav. He swept the floor, he settled the dirt, and because of that, he was Mamish Mechaya the Chayla. So the first Indian is Pasha to make sure Asiyas Kol Tzrachav. Even if a person, Rachmanel Tzlan, is in a hospital, there could still be an Indian of Asiyas Kol Tzrachav, even though the medical staff is going to physically mop the floor, but there could be other Tzrachav, with the food, with the medicine, with the doctors, that will be more properly attended to if we have live visitors. The second inyan is sheyim tzinach hasruachim chaverav hamishtatvim v'tzayrat, that a person feels better if people come by and they sit with him, they spend time with him, they mishtatev with his tzar. That also helps the chayla get better. The third maila is that one can daven. The third chelik of Bikur Chaylim is tefillah. And davening in the Mokam HaChayla is better for two reasons. First of all, when you see the Chayla laying there, so that's Mas'ir, a person to daven better. And also, Chazal tells us that the Shechina is Sheira in the Mokam of the Chayla, and therefore the tefillah is Mekubal more. And not only that, when one davens in front of the chayla, he's allowed to daven in every language. He does not have to daven dafkin loshen hakedish. When a person davens for a chayla, not b'fnei a chayla, so the chatchili should daven in loshen hakedish. Ma'asheikim, when he davens in front of the chayla, the shechina is there. So memela, he can daven in any loshen. So the third part of the mitzvah bikur chaylim is that one now it has the ability to daven for the chayla, and that one actually davens for the chayla. To the point that the Ramban says that if somebody goes to Mevakar Chayla and he does not daven for the Chayla, So the lashon of the Ramban is that he was not mekayim mitzvahs biker chaylim. The Chofetz Chaim says he wasn't mekayim it kedina. He wasn't mekayim it properly. Rav Ozner Tshuva says that maybe when we say refuah shleima, so that's already a little bit of a tefillah. But it's important to know that a chelik of biker chaylim is to be mispalel for the chaylim. The fourth chelik of biker chaylim is that if a person is a ben gil of the chayla, so then he takes away 1/60th of the chayla sickness. Al kopanim, there are four in yonim. One is taking care of whatever he needs. Number two is the company. Number three is the tefillah. And number four is the taking of the 1/60th of the ben gil. So Ramesh makes a cheshbon that l'chayra, these things take place much better if a person comes live to see exactly what he needs. Obviously, you could talk on the phone, but if you're there, you see much better. The company is obviously much better if you take up your time, you come up, and you see him in person. To daven, so again, the Shechina is Sheira, and you have much more of a feeling towards the person if you see him in person, rather than he describes his condition. And to take Echad Mishishim, that obviously is impossible unless you are physically there. So the Meisha comes out that if somebody could go ahead and personally go to Mevaka the Chayla, Avada, that is the Ikar Mitzvah. The Lashon of the Meisha is, Asher Mekayim Mitzvah the Biker Chaylam. Even if you do on the telephone, you can Mekayim the Mitzvah Biker Chaylam. Aval Eina Shayach Loimar De Yotzi De Chayvasai. You can't say that the person is Yotzeh His Chiyav. Because the Chiyav is all these four parts, and all these four parts cannot be accomplished properly on the telephone. However, if it's impossible for a person to go, so he shouldn't say, well, since I can't do a perfect job, so I'm not going to even bother calling, but Avada, one should call, and he'll be able to accomplish whatever he could accomplish through the phone call.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.